Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I do hope you enjoyed the first hour. Let me continue the second hour. I have a quote here, which is magical. A child without toxic interference, brackets, from a parent, will gradually become the person they were meant to be. André Chevalier. That's it. That says it all. Now, I'm going to talk to you about a little bit deeper substance. I want to talk to you about the psychosis of hypnosis. You see, the lady, Heather, in London, was caught up with Mother. And serving her is, if she was, it was love, but she was a slave. She was a slave and not a servant. She wasn't servant. She was serving herself a sense of worth. That was worthless. So she was emboldening something wicked in her mother, who was, and now she's in hospital dying, and she felt like she's in the grave with her, and we just had a nice discussion about that. So there are forces, and the real forces are good and evil forces, but they're represented here on Earth by rare people. And rare and brilliantly wicked, both ways. One is a psychotic, a psychopath, see? And the other one is a sociopath. And a sociopath is a person who is like God. He is so believable, like Obama. He was believable. And you woke up, now you're beginning to wake up losing a war you didn't know you're fighting and giving all your power to him to destroy you, to create images, people in his image, that he emboldens. There's a civil war coming. And he's behind it. And you see it. But remember, because you may have elected him, and then give him a second chance. All of you have a bit of his nature in you, and therefore you'll have the same relationship that Heather had, the lady that called from London, that she felt like she was in a grave with a mother dying. She would be in the grave if a mother died, because she has a codependent relationship as the left and all those on welfare, nearly all those are welfare, with exception of a few, feel towards their God who rose to the occasion of his need, and his name is Obama. And he can do no wrong. He doesn't do anything right. He doesn't do anything wrong. He just doesn't do anything. But just support all that's wrong with you and reward you for it with our tax money. So what do we do about that? I don't see much of a movement amongst people, except people nudging him, says, well, what can we do? And let's hope that 2016, everything will change. But I don't think you're going to have a country by that time, because there's terrible things that lie ahead. You have more than a whole year for much worse things to happen. And is the commander-in-chief of the army and everything, he's going to give you all the wrong. I told you, and many times I've seen it, I can see into the future, and all my programs for the last 30, 40 years predicting all these things happening and giving you an insight to the death of Americans. And if any white president would do this, you would have taken him out of office a long time ago. No, you've been programmed politically correct. It's very powerful. You can't overcome it, hardly overcome it. It's so difficult. Because you feel all alone about that. You don't realize lots of other people feel the same way. You just have to be brave enough to stand up and lose your job or lose your wife. I don't care what you lose. Stand up. It's the timing is important. Timing is everything. See, so listen to me. Don't be afraid to start speaking up to people. Just speak up. At first, your legs will shake, but you just do it. Your knees will knock a little bit. I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you a little bit. Never. We'll do our second part of the program. 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883.
By the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Listen to my program, listen to my words, and if you want to call me, I'll be happy to talk to you, because I'm looking for intelligent life in America. And I just spoke for almost an hour to a lady that called several times, but what she is beginning to, you can see what she was caught up with, her mother, enslaved to her mother, but thinking she was noble, nobly loving her mother, when she was a codependent slave. Horrible. And now mother's dying. And she feels like that when she dies, she'll be in her mother's grave. And I explained that Jesus came to do just the opposite. He didn't die and go into the ground. He rose. And so everyone who loves him rises with him. As long as you stand your ground and spend your whole life developing the resilience it takes to be to enter paradise. See? So unless the seed fall to the ground. I never understood that before. Unless the seed fall to the ground, it cannot float, cannot bloom. And then there's the butterfly. It's the same thing. It goes through that chrysalis stage. And it becomes like a worm, like most of you are, into a beautiful butterfly. There's all little things in even in physics, I see little examples of what gravity is. There's always something around that God leaves you to understand how he makes things. But with human beings, it's very different because butterflies don't understand, but it's just the butterfly is just an example that he gives for you. He didn't have to do that, but he did it. And everywhere you look in nature, there's little clues to our future. Unless we, as a seed, fall to the ground, we're not to be afraid of death. But stand your ground and don't tolerate wickedness and cruelty. But you don't have to hate the hurter. Let the hurter try to hurt you and deal with that cruelty with perfection, patient endurance. See, I never lost a fight. I didn't start. That's how it works for me. Never lose the fault. Never lose the fight, whether it's an operation, whether it's a doctor's, whether it's a bully. I never lost a fight. Never in my 88th year. Never lost a fight I didn't start. I did lose a fight. I did start. Because I got smug. Because I was so good at it. And just for one time, I got my ribs broken. And I told my kids, I came in bloodied, and I said, you see? But Daddy, what happened to you? I said, because I started the fight. I went to do a good thing for my daughter, who got taken advantage of, but I didn't deal with it right. So I was the menacing factor. And that makes the point. I never, after that, never lost a fight. I didn't start. So it can come at you, but it can't get to you. And instead of it, whatever it is in there, wicked, getting inside you and messing you up in your head forever, and other people continuing with that until you have no life left at all, no happiness, you're just completely broken, even though you have a demeanor that covers it all up, a personality that hides it, but still miserable. Robin Williams died from that. You wouldn't think a happy guy like that was an alcoholic and a drug addict and so on, and then killed himself because of the pain of being codependent in his services and being rewarded for it. And all the people who were part of that are beginning to die. See, they'll find somebody else to do that for them. And the other person could be more rugged and know how to exploit this situation, like your president, who knows how to exploit this and eat you up. Instead of you eating the entertainer up, instead of eating the politician up, it's just the opposite. You can change sides if you know how to play the person by pretending to be nice and wonderful and good, and especially in the entertainment business. It's that you see lots of people in the entertainment business having this terrible conflict and drug addict to kill the pain of this, what they call success. See? So let me talk about the psychosis of it all. Let me see. In Webster New Collegiate Dictionary says psychotic is one having a fundamental mental derangement. It doesn't say what it is, but characterized by a defective or lost contact with reality. What is reality? Reality isn't our world. I'm speaking about reality as a spiritual thing. And the spiritual thing, if it's the wrong force, side of the force, then you lose sight of reality, which is the other side of the force, which is in me. And you. So that's why you have conflict, because you don't want to be in that dark side of the force, but you, when you start to react like everybody else does, or become codependent, so you think you're loving someone, but you'll be really being enslaved, all who sin are slaved. See? So you have that problem of fundamentally leaving contact with reality and giving control to the people who manipulate you and make you feel better than you deserve. So they come in different sizes and forces. You have the drug pusher who rises to the occasion of your need. You can have the entertainer rising to the occasion of your need, and they break you, or you break them. Depending on how good you are, depending if the drug dealers know how to keep you drugged, and the pharmaceuticals do the same thing. You've got thousands of different remedies. And none of them are really bringing you to reality. It's taking you further away from reality, and you're trusting the reality that your problems are natural and can be helped by the science. Big mistake. Big mistake. It doesn't mean to say you can't have medicine. So as long as the medicine is temporary and you live longer to realize the mistakes that you're making, and then are happy to see them and not be angry to see them, so you shove them down. As long as you have that, the disease will take another form. It can't function in that manner. So you live. If I use a saying, you live longer, wronger. So whether it's entertainment or whatever device it emboldens you to keep going in the same direction, which is down, but it looks like it's up. Every high is a new low, in case you didn't know. everybody on that path will die. And if there's a war coming on, it is all you people who are living like that can be made to fear the enemy and eventually yield to the strongest horse. Be terrified to not do anything at all, or to go into some kind of, to run away. In America, you've got guns, and you need to learn to use them. That was the Second Amendment for such conditions as this. It's both for your fellow countrymen who are subject to the dark side of the political forces here, the left, sorry to say, and all the kids in the colleges, you know, sort of taking up the battle and thinking crazy is normal and perverse as virtue. And there's the beginning of a divide in America. And you can see it happening. I don't want to go into great detail. But psychotic is that fundamental mental derangement characterized by the defective or lost contact with reality. See, it doesn't say what the behavior is. The behavior could be anything. You could go crazy or believe something that is wicked is good. And it'd be hard for you to oversee it or ever overcome it. And you can actually be caused to be turned against your own countrymen. And that's the left. In this case, it's the left. You watch them, they're stark, raving, mad. But they look at you and look at us as crazy, look at good as evil. Now, what I'm saying to you, you good people, I say to you, you're not good enough. Because if you're not good enough, you'll retreat. The game will be played. They'll be accusing you of what they are. And you don't know how to deal, and they do it with force, with strength, with emotions, with cruelty. And that has to, they know, they have learned from their mentors. As victims, there's a little bit of the mentor bully in them. And so they learn to bully you, Christians, and you tend to turn the other cheek. But that's not exactly what is meant. So let me stop there for a minute and talk about the psychopath. And the psychopath is the one that knows how to control all of you. The psychopath is The Silence of the Lambs. You ever see that movie? Hannibal Lecter? That is a psychopath. But there's a sociopath, and a sociopath is so wonderful and so loving that he is like God and could do no wrong. Like your president is. Your president is a sociopath. It means he knows he doesn't do anything wrong, but everything goes wrong around him for everybody else, but for all the good people. But the bad ones love him because he loves the worst in people and rewards them for being rotten. Rewards them for loving him. And he gives them, he rewards them with gifts and security. And that's paid for by the person who is a slave laborer, the average American, who works and pays taxes. So he steals the taxes and gives it to them. And he loves people. He loves the worst in people. And that's the whole idea of politics. That's how you get control. And I'll show you how we can get out of that control. But I've got to convince you that you're basically a coward. In the sense that you're politically correct. And politically correct is a powerful thing. Because you've got lots of angry people, especially angry black people, who kill each other. And nobody talks about that. And you know what I'm talking, so I don't have to say any more about that. You've got your own views on it. It's all correct. And so, but then you have to face two forces. ISIS is the perfect wickedness. The absolutely perfect wickedness. In order for you to come to grips with it, you have to become perfect goodness. And you only have to do it one time. To deal with imperfect people perfectly, but you have to be still a no to, for him to enter you and to rechange your relationship with the wicked world around you so that you no longer can be bullied into submission or frightened into joining the stronger horse, which is ISIS, if you're not careful, and why people will slowly be drawn to them.
Do you ever feel like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts? Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior. Good thoughts lead to good behaviors. Unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe place where you can step away from your thoughts. That's why you need to go to www.antidoteforall.com.
We're always reaching out for an answer and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
7 minutes that will change your life. This technique is being used in the military by people who have been emotionally damaged. Go to www.antidoteforall.com and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help a veteran, an active duty military person that you'll never meet, have a better life than they ever dreamed possible.
Hello, here I am, Roy Masters, 55 years on talk radio and still saving lives. Christmas used to mean more than mere commercial exploitation. It was a time for families to separate the spiritual majesty and mystery of Jesus Christ. Please continue helping the foundation of human understanding to keep his spirit in Christmas by simply donating $19.95 per month or whatever, and so perpetuate my all-listener-supported program. Paying It Forward plan will continue saving lives into the years to come. I'm a pioneer in helping our troops to overcome the ravages of PTSD without drugs. I've given over 500,000 copies of my life-saving techniques to our troops, and for you too if you want them. Go to FHU.com and then click on the donation page. That's FHU.com and then click on the donation page, please. Thank you.
The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3.
No, that's enough. Yeah, it's good. Let me now get into the 40 minutes I have left. I have explained that culture is not really civilization. Culture is what rises to displace true civilizations as we fall from it to the various generations, one after the other. The headmen of culture, with few exceptions, are psychopathic, see, by nature. Culture is civilization turned upside down in the best of places. And in this system, most of the people live in reverse, and perhaps it's only coincidental that the word evil is live spelled backwards. So amongst the God's creatures, only man can devolve downward, back to the revolutionary or evolutionary process, away from perfection. In other words, we tend to respond, to use the energy of anger and frustration to function. And I'm saying you can only devolve. And devolve is evolution to man upside down. Animals can't devolve in a sense. Human beings can devolve because they can depart from what created them, and animals cannot. They can only go on getting, in a sense, better and better and better and more perfected in whatever form they take. And so, but our environment gives us some choices. And I'll explain them in detail in my other programs. But singular amongst God's creatures, only man can evolve downwards and back through the devolution process away from perfection. And the condition that cultural man finds himself subject to is the result of original choice or sin. You were born into it, but not guilty of it because it got into you before you had a chance to be who you are. And I want to make this one comment here that is not my verse and chapter. A child without toxic interference from a parent, that's where it comes from nearly always, will gradually become the person they were meant to be. And the author of that sentence is André Chevalier. I don't know. I think it's French. My French isn't very good. So, as I said, the condition that the cultural man finds himself subjected to is the result of an original choice of sin, but extended to him without guilt, meaning without fault. But yet, because you're born into a culture, and America is a culture, and there's good and evil in it, and there's very, but to looking at it up to now, that most parents are destroy their own children, and they cannot help it, and they don't even know they're doing it. And if anybody wants to call me and tell me you have the perfect family, and if you haven't got the perfect family, then there's something wrong. I don't have the perfect family, see, because I married a very imperfect person. But that was good for me, because that's how I learned all about what to tell you. See, so let me take the next point. I am not being at all uncharitable when I said that failing men live at the expense of one another whenever they can. It is indeed a dog-eat-dog world. Yet not even the victims of the system are willing to right the wrongs of culture, for there burns in our eccentric hearts the hope, no matter how faint, that we might someday make it big, meaning we might become the one who lords it over everybody else. It is precisely this reason that the powers that be hold their power, a peculiarity common to all sinners that gives it to them. Those who rule come into existence to provide the pattern of our hopeful glory, ego glory, of course. You know, it is this particular personal weakness with all of us we inherit, but not guilty about it. We've inherited it, so we think that we must study hard and plan our future and all the rest of it. It's nothing of the sort. And if anybody wants to call me, we can just discuss this, see. So when they come into existence, they provide a pattern for hope for glory. And it's this particular personal weakness in our egos that leads us to the fall of slaves into the system of culture. The true culture is where Adam was when he fall away from it. That will bring about a perfect culture for all human beings. And it is the culture that Adam left, see, fell from, that it created all the other cultures, multicultures that turn against each other with genocide through the generations, 10,000 years of it. You could look at your ancestors and see they're all victims, mass murder. We have in ourselves that dissatisfaction that boils and bubbles and wants to take it out on somebody, either as individuals or as whole nations. So what I learned in my sojourn into my future was to understand the politics of what I found to be hypnotism through meditation to resolve it, to help you to recognize that, you know, how you were born, you were infected by that which says through one man's sin and death through sin entered the human race. So it's not your fault that it entered into you, but it is your fault if you can't find it.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology, which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
There is a place in England, a university, I forgot the name, but you can look it up by the words that overarch the entrance. And it says, to serve is to rule. And all the politics, politicians and rich people send their children there so they can serve and rule through what appears to be service. In order to understand the politics of this kind of deceit or hypnotic spell, we must first clarify the meaning of words and not be so influenced by the spoken word, but instead find the way to listen to the intuitive word that gives you to know without knowing why you know it. So the word serve is important to be a leader. After all, they do seem to serve the people. However, in culture, it is the people who are the servants, the serfs, the slaves. It is the leaders, the Führers in Germany, for example, who help themselves to the people. I've said that culture is not civilization at all. Where Adam was when he was created, the spirit which created him and made him in the image of God to hopefully to obey, that is where we must be headed for. Only one person, Adam, needed to start a system of things. And to put it quickly and simply, through one man, sin, I emphasize this all the time, through one man only, sin entered the world, and through that one man's sin and death through sin, because he wasn't going to die. In the scriptures, as it hadn't done that, he wouldn't have died, but the good Lord knew that. He needed one person, one sacrifice, and then the other sacrifice on the other end, which is obvious because the subject matter has been on the program. If you haven't been listening, you need to go to my website and listen to archives. So I can't go over that now. So because if you come into the culture, any culture, and America's a culture, and it's not a very clean one right now, and it's much more prevalent for you to be corrupted by it. So you can hardly send your kids to school without them coming back broken, smoking pot and God knows what, and turning against what's good and enjoying what is not good. Drugs, alcohol, all kind of stuff. Sex, like copulating like dogs in an alley. And this, we're losing our dignity and we're losing our power over evil. There's a good and evil war going on. And as we deteriorate, it emboldens those people around us individually and culturally, and through people see us from their culture, see that we are weak. England was weak and emboldened Hitler, and Hitler was nothing. And through, I never remember his name, Chamberlain, Neville Chamberlain. He was such a weakling. He was such a pissant, excuse the expression, that even Hitler was nothing. Really, he was just a big bag of noise. But he yelled and screamed and frightened England, him being an appeaser or a liberal, a real liberal, to go along, to get along for peace. And there is no peace that way. And there is no peace in America. If you go along with the people who are appeasers, they can actually have forces behind them that encourage them to hate you and to push you into appeasing too, and making you think there's something terribly wrong with you for not going along with them, because they think they're peacemakers when they're really war makers. See, and you war with them, and you lose, because they're controlled. The liberals on the left are controlled by communism. Understanding that's the state that they want. That's the more believable state and more loving and more caring, more sympathetic to other people. When that sympathy is really weakness, emboldening the enemy, as Neville Chamberlain emboldened Hitler. And if it was who was the other prime minister? Isn't it terrible to forget him? Oh, it's terrible. When you're a talk show host, you forget the person's name who won the war, the British nation. I was a soldier. Churchill, yes, thank you very much. Churchill, thank you very much. I really appreciate it because I'm getting old. So every night... That's right. But the point is, if Churchill would have been in power, they would have been a war. And if you have a strong leader right now, there's a certain one I like very much, which is very powerful. And I can see everybody, you know, peeing in their pants. If he gets to be the president, everything will change. But as long as we're emboldened and made to think that being a conservative is something evil and being a liberal is has a kindness towards mankind, you're going to die, and quickly. Because the left become more bold in their idea of peace and angry at those who love the truth, but they don't love it enough. And my program, and I have a meditation that will help you to deal with these people. You don't see these people calling me like you might call some other talk show host. In 55 years, I can't get anybody to fight me. Because it's dangerous to fight me. It's dangerous for your mind. It's dangerous to the wicked mind. So I said in culture is not a civilization at all. Civilization is where Adam came from. And so Adam had an intuitive relationship with his creator. So he could speak the language as Eve could, but he received the information as the head of the family. But then you have in Eve, the other side of the force, seduce him and he falls and he makes excuses, which is carried over by you when you fall. So you need to understand that every time you make an excuse, you know you've been acted through. Bingo. And the excuse, for example, just to give you one example, is a little boy, I use this often, and he sees a quarter on his dad's night table, and something says, "Dad won't notice it, it's just a quarter. You can buy your little airplane." And he feels the pull. And he goes and reaches for it, and he's listening to the dark side in him. And the minute he takes that, he makes the excuse. "Did you take that money?" As if God didn't know. It wasn't money, it was the fruit, wasn't it? Same thing. And immediately you defend the fault. You got an excuse. And you lie. Excuse is a lie. And if you give up the excuse, you'll see the truth. Meditation that I teach you, it will show you how to stop the lie and your servitude to the liars. So I've said, now let me continue my thoughts here. I've said that a culture is not a civilization, but civilization being of a much higher caliber. Civilization can come into existence only as the individual consciousness. Only if the individual consciousness is of a man saved, raised up out of the hypnotic trance of sin he inherited, where he existed as a natural or unnatural slave of culture. Substitute the word psychosis for for the word hypnosis. You then see hypnosis as the reason for the curse of politics and the policies we fall under and the laws that are born to make us slaves. And in this particular country, Obama is making so many laws that everybody is a criminal. And so therefore, sooner or later, anybody can be accused of anything and go to jail. And there's no way you're going to have a strange kind of culture. So now, if we examine the implication of all that, we should see another fact emerging, sin. Sin being the reason for all of our fallen psychotic hypnotic conditions and the system of the policies we are entered into and were enslaved to. The hypnotic psychotic accursed state of mind is connected directly to the fall of the soul to the devil in the beginning through the woman. And it comes through the women. So you may not like this, and you women may get angry, but you carry that spore. And men return to you, you can just read it yourself, so that social man leave his mother and father and be bonded to his wife as one flesh. That's a curse. That's got to be reversed. But that's how the culture comes. The man does not know how to deal. It looks like the mother knows more love than the men do. The truth is that men are capable of bigger insights and to be able to bring up the female child and the male child in the way the mother cannot or rarely can do. Okay. It doesn't mean to say a woman can't do it. That's rare. Man has the potential. If you have a five-year-old boy and a five-year-old girl, go to the five-year-old boy if you don't have a father, if you don't have a husband, and talk to him straight across like he was a grown-up and discuss your problems with him, and you'll be surprised what he says. Okay. Very surprised. Listen to your children, even the female children when they're child. They have that intuition. And as a female, there's an intuition of what kind of man there is if she isn't broken and demoralized into getting something that's not good for her. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like you're getting overwhelmed by your own thoughts? Scientists have now seen that thinking leads to behavior. Good thoughts lead to good behaviors. Unhappy, angry thoughts lead to bad ones. Now imagine for just one moment a safe place where you can step away from your thoughts. That's why you need to go to www.antidoteforall.com.
We're always reaching out for an answer and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
7 minutes that will change your life. This technique is being used in the military by people who have been emotionally damaged. Go to www.antidoteforall.com and make a tax-deductible donation so that we can help a veteran, an active duty military person that you'll never meet, have a better life than they ever dreamed possible.
So I was saying, the substitute the word psychosis to the word hypnosis. Then see hypnosis as the reason for the curse of politics and the policies we fall under and are born under, and not the higher source. It is the rule of man, and that's dangerous. And you'll see why. You could just ponder that for a little bit. Now, if we examine the implication of all that, we'll see another fact emerging called sin. All who sin are slaves, all who are seduced, who are poisoned by angry parents and an infectious culture, which we live under now. See, we have liberals on the left causing the police to back down from their duties, all kinds of things. The hypnotic psychotic cursed state of mind is connected directly to the call to the fall of the soul to the dark side of the force, devil, or lived backwards. And we do live backwards, deluded that is somehow forward. We'll be right back when the music stops. Let me give you the post office box. Post office box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Please send a check to support the program. Thank you. And the Foundation of Human Understanding is fhu.com/donate if you wish to donate. We do appreciate that.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Saying that the hypnotic, psychotic, accursed state of mind is connected directly to the fall of the soul to the devil who acted through Eve. And through one man's sin, death through sin spreads to the human race. Eve fell, and something got into Eve, got into her, into him. And he became subject. And the order was reversed. See, and the order in culture was reversed, and you see that the politics want to embolden the woman, make the woman look like she's more lovable and capable than the man. And so you've got to get rid of the men. And Adolf Hitler understand that. He understood it. He says, "Get the women, and you get the children, and then later the men come." Get it? No fault divorce. There it is. Break up the family. See, women are difficult enough to deal with without the government helping them, so that the men are afraid to speak up and get frustrated and go out and get drunk. Because you dare not say anything. Women can be very destructive. All they need is a person that says no. No, but the point is when you say no, then there's a competition. See, the women will either submit quickly, but embolden the weakness of the man. If he's not a man, he'll be emboldened to be a wimp or a bully. Don't you see it? Because he needs the woman to feel like he's a man. And it's not a man, it's a beast. It's just a continuum of paradise lost. And the children come into the world and they see the mother in crying because she can't get away. And it doesn't matter whether you have a weak man. And if you have a weak man, you have a bully mother. That's typical. And if you have a strong man, you might have a war going on. But if you have a bully father, then you have a weak mother. But mother wins. That the essence of who you are, the culture passes, the upside down culture passes, paradise lost, comes through the women, because all they ever needed, every woman born of woman, and every man born of woman, is subject to the woman. And if you marry a man who you think is very strong and handsome, see, and then you find he's a bully, and lo and behold, if I say this to you, you will recognize it. what you will be seeing is not the man, but the angry man, but the mother in that man. And the mother will, the mother and the man can make him weak and submissive to the woman, when embolden the woman again. Or it can make him strong and vicious, angry because he doesn't get his sex, and force her, bully her. Then the children see the mother being bullied, therefore they go back to the mother again. The mother is always the one that brings up the kids and distributes them who they shall become. Will the boy be a girl? And will the girl be a boy? Because you see conflict in people. So what you see, as psychiatrists will say, well, every man's got a woman, a female side to him, and every woman has a male side. That shouldn't be true. A woman should be pure woman all the way through. And a man should be pure all the way through, but they can only be cured, only be perfect. If men can be men and learn how to be a man by redemption, like a Jesus man. And so therefore, sex is not that important anymore. It becomes less and less important, but what right is important. And right is a good might. And when a man has a right, a good right, not a self-righteousness, but love. He's patient. He knows how to deal with the women, the difficulty that women need to for a man to say, no, you can't, in a way that is spiritual, and relieve her, and literally to love the hell out of her. See, like Jesus, you couldn't say no to Jesus. He would say whatever he wanted. He stood before the crowd and says, you know the story, I'm sure. Who has no sin cast the first stone. How do you get a man to stand in front of a bunch of murderers and calmly, without fear, make them put their stones down and walk away in shame? That is how a man should be to his children. The children must not see a man looking for love from his wife, either as a bully or as a wimp. It's awful. The woman spirit infects the boy children and continues through the female children. And it never stops. Through one man's sin and death through sin spreads. And so every generation gives birth. Men look to women and think they're falling in love. What they're really falling for every single time is falling for what love is all about. Falling further and further and further from what love is all about. Well, that's all for this evening. I've got lots of pamphlets. I've been working with the pamphlet here and ad-libbing here and there. So you can get this pamphlet. I never stuck to the lines. I didn't. But you can get it. It's called, let me see what it's called. You can look for it. Don't go away. The Psychosis of Hypnosis. It is about 7 or 8 pages. I only went to one page. So therefore, I would ad-lib the rest of it. I like it better that way. I feel free. Thank you very much. Have a nice holiday. I know. I just want to say nice. Have a happy. All right. So please, ladies and gentlemen, help me to awaken the left. See if I can help to awaken the left, because they also have the problems of conflict. And if you can be a good example, so the left can't get you and frighten you and anger you, then we win. And if you get them on my meditation, because I know they got these terrible problems like everybody else, I will convert them into a conservative, because only a conservative can get better, because he's conserving, attempting to conserve what is good. See, the left is just the opposite. Okay, thank you very much for supporting my program. And if anybody wants to talk to me on the left, I'll be happy to hear them. Call me next week. That's Monday. Have a nice Thanksgiving Day.